Harper Audio presents When It's Right, a Montana Men novel by Jennifer Ryan. Performed by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. San Francisco, California.
Help me!
Home late from her shift washing dishes at the Jade Palace, Jillian pounded up the two flights of stairs as fast as her legs allowed. She hit the landing and turned right, racing down the hallway past her apartment's open door to Mrs. Wicks's unit at the end of the hall. She'd heard the screams from outside. Not the first time she'd answered that call. But so help her God, if her father touched one hair on Justin's head, she'd kill him.
"I'm calling the police," the babysitter, Mrs. Wicks, threatened loud enough for her voice to carry down the hall.
"Damn it, woman, he's my blood," Jillian's father bellowed.
Jillian rushed into the apartment and spotted Justin with his arm cradled in his hand and pressed to his chest, tears shimmering in his eyes, but otherwise appearing unharmed. She looked her father up and down, assessing the situation in a glance, and the odds on taking him down from whatever ludicrous idea had taken root in his shadowed mind. Dressed in the same clothes he'd left in 4 days ago, his hair an oily mass hanging lank to his shoulders, he reeked of whiskey, cigarette and pot smoke, and acrid body odor. The wild look in his bloodshot eyes told her he hadn't slept in a good long while. Riding a meth high, he'd probably binged for days. Soon he'd lose all sense of reality and need more of the drug, which wouldn't give him the high he needed, since he'd overloaded his system. He'd crash, his body shutting down and putting him into a deep sleep for a day, or two, or three, before he woke up miserable, needing more of what put him in this psychotic state in the first place. Frustrated and angry, but resigned to the same.